right, everyone. The time is now 10:09. The date is November 30th, 2022, and the time is now 10:09 a.m., and I'm calling to order a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Texas Property and Casualty Insurance Guarantee Association. This is a telephone conference call meeting that is being conducted in accordance with Section 462.059 of the Texas Insurance Code. Currently, we have 8 board members and 1 industry vacancy, and all current board members are in attendance, so a quorum is present. We also have in attendance from the TP6 staff, Marvin Kelly, Don D'Amato, Annette Evans, and Stephanie Mendoza. From TDI, we have Caitlin Merrick, David Ashland, Brian Wheely. Has anybody else joined? Brian, did that day never make it in?
Joe Betsy, Gary Vieira is also here with TP6.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, and Gary Vieira is also with TP6 staff, is also present. Is there anybody that I missed?
This is Brian. I don't think Bain's been able to get in yet.
Okay. Well, we will announce him if he's able to make it in. We are also joined by TP6's outside counsel, Shelby Betts. First, I'd like to remind everyone that members of the board are competitors in the marketplace, and therefore we must all exercise care in avoiding any discussions that might give rise to an allegation of a violation of state or federal antitrust laws. And please speak up if you have any concerns regarding that. I also want to thank all the board members, well, and TDI staff and TP6 staff for adjusting your schedule so that we could hold this special meeting to address 2 time-sensitive issues that couldn't wait until the December 14th regularly scheduled in-person board meeting. I think that we'll be able to handle these rather quickly, and we'll be discussing, you know, in a more robust manner a lot of the related issues at the December 14th meeting. Right now, we'll move on to item number 2 on the agenda, which is the report in action on requests for proposals for auditors. And Tiffany Reiner, who's chair of the Finance and Audit Committee, will lead the discussion.
Okay. Can everybody hear me there?
Yes.
Yes. Indeed.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So the Finance Committee got together and reviewed all of the proposals that we received. We received 5 proposals. Of those proposals, we discussed and vetted each one based on a series of variables, basically everything from price to experience to guarantee association experience, etc. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Can we mute our phones? When we went through this, we really narrowed it down to 3 in particular. Those 3, I'm going to mute everybody if I can. Hold on 1 second. Stephanie, can you mute everyone? I can't do it on my
end. I am. I'm working on that right now.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So as we went through each of these, we narrowed it down to 3. In those 3, there were Plant Moran from last year as well as 2 others. When we went through them, one thing that we discussed at length was Plant Moran, and unfortunately, they were not able to promise a new partner, which is part of TDI regulations. So we did have to take them out of contention for being our auditor moving forward. We did come up with a recommendation that everyone on the Finance Committee supported, and that auditor is THC, and we do want to recommend them today. So I do want to very briefly go through a little bit about the regulation and what we will need to do in order to select Thomas Howe Ferguson as our new auditor. So in the past, the TDI regulation required us to change auditors every 7 years. We can do this by changing firms. We can do this by changing partners at the same firm. And while we've been very, very happy with Plant Moran over the years, they've done an excellent job in the past. They aren't able to do that. So in 2023, because it would be their eighth year, we did go out with an RFP to all auditors, and we did include them in case they could change partners. Not everybody responded to that RFP that was sent out. So John had a list of auditors that would qualify. And then we received responses back, and we used those responses to really go through them in depth, read through all of the proposals, rank them, and then bring to the table, you know, our thoughts on those. So, given everything that's happened, and because the consensus is that having an RFP is good and it's considered good corporate governance, we decided to move forward. After review with both staff from TP SIGA as well as all of the board members, we concluded that Thomas Howe Ferguson is the firm that we want to recommend to the entire board. They will serve for so long as the board is satisfied with the accounting firm's performance and compliance with the TDI regulation on financial auditors and guarantee associations is maintained. So they could go for 7 years, or they could go for longer if there is a partner, or they could go for less if we are not satisfied with their work. If we do select them today, we will promptly submit a proposed engagement letter to them. This engagement letter provides the firm's best first assignments and will be to the TP SIGA's 2022 financial statements, and will perform agreed upon procedures, which I'll list those out in just a moment, as we have selected the internal controls. We have not yet notified the others that they have not been selected, so that will also take place today after the meeting. Annual audits are ordinary course of business, and TDI regulations specifically require TP SIGA to have its financial statements annually audited by a CPA regarding our agreed-upon procedures. Historically, we have decided to review each year's specific internal controls in addition to those agreed upon procedures. Those universe of controls are intended to be cycled through over time. So we don't review all of them. We review approximately 3 to 5 each year. And this is the approach that's used by most of the guarantee associations. We found it to be very cost effective. It keeps what we need to pay down by not cycling through all of them every year. And we have changed those out depending upon what is happening in the industry. So if we're writing a ton of checks, we've looked at check controls. If we have just, you know, procedure things that in the past that have come up, we might re-review one of those. So we've taken some time to go through them and make those selections as well. So I do want to open it up for discussion on Thomas Howe Ferguson and get any feedback that anyone would have regarding electing them as our go-forward auditor. They had good experience, they had guarantee association experience, as well as, I mean, their cost was very effective. It was not the cheapest, but it was made the most sense when you kind of pulled all the pieces together and how it all worked. Have I lost everyone out there? Is there anyone out there?
They have to mute.
Okay. It won't
let me unmute them. It's saying to ask to unmute.
Okay, so each individual, if you have commentary, if you could unmute your phones. All right, hearing no commentary, I am going to move forward with the first motion. So after discussion of the RFP results, to serve as financial auditors for TP SIGA and consistent with the recommendation of the Finance and Audit Committee and TP SIGA staff, I move the board authorize TP SIGA to retain the financial auditing firm of Thomas Howell Ferguson to replace Plant Moran as TP SIGA's new financial auditors.
All right, is there a second?
Second, Steve Flynn.
All right, so we have a motion by Tiffany Reiner, a second by Steve Flynn. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions or opposition? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. So Tiffany, do you have another item?
Yep, I do. And that specifically is around the internal controls to be tested this year in conjunction with our financial audit. So we have the general ledger and accounting process control on wire transfers. We use wire transfer quite often, especially with all of the latest collections that we've been doing and any payments, large payments that go out. We also have an IT general control on access to programs and data that we would like to test, and a claims process control on PNC and work comp reserve changes. So with those, I would like to make a second motion. So I further move that the board authorize me to execute within the next 10 days or so an engagement letter, and this will be John, with Thomas Howell Ferguson in a form that has been approved by TP SIGA's Chief Financial Officer and General Counsel, providing that the financial accounting firm shall audit TP SIGA's financial statements and perform agreed upon procedures to test the general ledger and accounting process control on wire transfers, which is GL04, the information technology general control on access to programs and data, which is APD04, in the claims process control on PNC and workers' comp reserve changes, which is control CL10.
I'll second that motion.
That's Steve Holt with the second?
That is correct. Yes.
All right. So the motion by Tiffany Reiner, second by Steve Holt. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition or abstention? Hearing none, then the motion carries unanimously. Okay, that's all I have, Jovetsky. Thank you, Tiffany. Next, we'll move on to item three. So we've got a couple of things that are related to Marvin's early departure on December 1st. You know, we are in the process of looking for an executive director to replace Marvin. I think we've got at least one internal candidate and some external candidates. The HR committee will be talking about that. We'll be talking about that more at the December 14th board meeting. But because of just the timing, there's a need for us to appoint an interim executive director so that the functions of the organization can carry on, and so we can get the replacement in place. And I think this is a matter that we need to have some discussion in executive session, and then we can hopefully have a decision that we could announce an open session following that. So for this next part, we're going to, you'll use the call-in number that I sent y'all in an email last night. And I think I've pretty much heard from everybody that they got it. And so the time now is 10:23 a.m. and is authorized by Texas Government Code Sections 551.071 and 551.074. The board will adjourn into closed executive session to discuss and deliberate on a personnel matter involving replacement candidates for the retiring executive director on an interim and permanent basis, and to consult with the general counsel and receive legal advice on issues arising out of the Texas Open Meetings Act and any agenda items.
Recording stopped.
Uh-oh.
All right, Ms. Jovetsky.
All right, thanks, Stephanie. All right. The time is now 11:38.
Recording in progress.
The time is now 11:38 a.m., and the Texas Property and Casualty Insurance Guarantee Association Board of Directors is back in open session. We'll move on to item number 6, consideration and possible action on matters discussed in executive session. So the first item really pertains to item number 3, which is appointment effective December 1, 2022 of interim executive director to serve until the appointment of a new permanent executive director. Do I have a motion on this issue?
Hi, this is Steve Flynn. I'd like to make a motion. I move that in light of Marvin Kelly's earlier than expected retirement date, that the board appoint John D'Amato as interim executive director of TP SIGA effective December 1st, 2022. This temporary appointment shall be in addition to Mr. D'Amato's current authority, duties, and responsibilities as chief financial officer of TP SIGA, provided, however, that all items for which the chief financial officer is responsible that must be approved by the executive director under existing TP SIGA internal controls must be approved by the board chair and not the interim executive director. As interim executive director of TP SIGA, Mr. D'Amato shall have all authority, duties, and responsibilities that historically have been assigned to the executive director, including, without limitation, serving as TP SIGA's registered agent for service of legal process and acting as executive director for purposes of banking, resolutions regarding signing bank checks, authorizing bank wires, and providing bank instructions. During Mr. D'Amato's temporary appointment as interim executive director, the board authorizes the board chair to provide Mr. D'Amato with any guidance he may require regarding the management of TP SIGA, and Mr. D'Amato shall follow any directives regarding the management of TP SIGA that the board chair provides on behalf of the board. This temporary appointment and its associated rights, duties, and responsibilities shall continue until a permanent executive director is appointed by the board. Mr. D'Amato shall receive additional compensation for his services as interim executive director.
All right, you've heard the motion. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Was that Steve Holt?
It can be.
Oh, I'm trying to recognize voices. That may have been David Nardecchia.
It was Tiffany and Steve. I think we spoke at the same time.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion by Steve Flynn and a second by Steve Holt. Is there any discussion or any questions on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition or abstention? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. That was really the only action item. I will go back and say that the Human Resources Committee is going to be meeting before the December 14th board meeting, and we will have an update for the board on the status of the search for the new permanent executive director. Next, moving on to item number 7, public comment. It's my understanding that no members of the public are present. Could you confirm that, Stephanie, or whoever else is there with you?
You are correct. There are no public members.
All right. The next item then is item number 8, announcements and adjournment.
So is Marvin on the line?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hello. Then we will, we're looking forward to seeing everyone in person for the December 14th regularly scheduled quarterly board meeting. And with that, Are there any other announcements, questions before I ask for a motion to adjourn? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
All right, Steve Hull, we adjourn, and is that Tiffany second?
No, I'll second it. I'll second it.
I'm sorry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Then we are adjourned at 11:43 a.m. Thank y'all so much for everything you did to make this special board meeting come about.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
See everyone in 2 weeks in person.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.